Be still and know. How much is enough? That's a question raised by an old proverb. And the answer is, a little more than one has. The money miser never knows when he has enough. No matter how much he accumulates, he always wants more, says columnist John R. Gunn. Everyone knows a man like this. He started out with the ambition to accumulate a modest fortune, just enough to make himself comfortable and safe against the rainy day, say $25,000. He was a hard worker and shrewd in business, and it required only a few years to achieve his goal. But was he satisfied? Far from it. His ambition shot up to $100,000. No time now for reading, no time for worship of God, and very little time for wife and child. That $100,000 had to be made. It was made. Then his ambition skyrocketed to $500,000. There's no need to fill in the details. You're familiar with his career. More than ever, he enslaved himself. Art, music, literature, religion, family, all these could wait. $500,000 first. The years rolled on, and at last the $500,000 was made. 70 years of age he was, with only a few more years to reasonably count on. Surely he had enough. Surely he would not want any more. But strange to say, he was just as hungry for more as ever. Only a few more years to live, and still he was grasping for more, and yet more. Yes, this man is everywhere. He has lived in every age, he lives today, and will live in every age to come, always reaching out for just a little more, and missing the true glory and joy of life, and the faith that brings eternal life. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Proverbs. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth increase with increase.